Well, good afternoon, Josh.
Good afternoon, Daniel.
Man, how's your week been?
Dude, pretty good. Pretty good. How's yours been?
Dude, it's been great since we got the Vegas shooter up.
Yeah, that one was a good episode for us.
And man, I loved it. And it kind of rolled right in with everything else we've been doing, where we're literally just covering pretty much everything as far as history.
And we're and, just bouncing off the walls.
That's right, man. When it comes to history and true crime, and it rolls right there with true crime, man, people don't realize that.
Yeah, I mean, there were so many things that were left unanswered, and we really appreciate your feedback and some of you guys' thoughts of your theories of what happened.
Oh, man, people got lost in thought with it.
Definitely stayed
and,
lit.
Dude, our Facebook was blowing up, and people were coming up to me on the street and just talking about it, and it was cool. I loved it.
That's cool. Nobody comes up to me on the street. Nobody. Except bums. If they need a dollar, they're going to come to me. At least a dollar.
Every time. You know, what happens when they come up to me?
You fight them.
Bum fights. 2021.
Been out in public with this guy 6 times. 4 bum fights. 6 times.
That's right. You got to do what you got to do.
You're the Rocky of bum fights.
We got to figure out how to make money off of that.
And so, anyways, we'd really like to thank everyone new who joined and followed the Facebook page, Lost in Thought. Anyone who checked us out at Instagram at Stay Lost in Thought. And those of you who checked out our YouTube page at Stay Lost in Thought Media.
That's right, man. You know what, Will, and once we did mostly harmless, things just kind of kicked off.
Man, I'm trying to find another type of episode like that. I enjoyed it so much, and I think so many other people did too. That don't worry, guys, I'm working on it. Well, working on it hard.
Man, it was so much fun to just sit down and do and to find out about him and learn about him, because I let you kind of take the reins and learn a little bit more about it than me. Well, so I was learning stuff just as soon as everybody else was.
As an introvert gamer who would love to go just get lost in the woods, man, I identified with him on so many levels.
So I don't know if you know this or not. Well, you sent me the article.
No, I don't know this.
Yes, you do actually know this. But it is actually confirmed now that the DNA results come back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I did see that.
And so he is actually mostly harmless.
Yeah, it is Vance Rodriguez. So that was finally...
yeah, it was confirmed.
Confirmed. That was the word, man.
You were thinking of it. You were right there, man.
I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, dude, what are we doing today?
Man, we are going to take things in a completely different direction because we had history happening around us. And it was unfolding, you know, we got to watch it happen on Facebook, and it really inspired us to bring you this next episode.
Yep. And the thing is, I actually watched this as it was happening, and I had probably 5 live feeds pulled up at one time. And so what we decided we're going to do, we're actually working in the office now to put video in. And so when things like this happen, we can actually sit here and you'll see me and Josh, and we can narrate it and we can guide you through all these live feeds.
That's right.
And it'll be on our Facebook page.
So today's episode is going to focus on the events at the United States Capitol building on January 6th, I believe, of 2021.
Yep. And I want to start this off and just let everybody know that we're not heavily political people.
No, and we don't want this to take a lean towards the left or the right side. We want to shoot it straight down the middle and just leave it as facts from a historical standpoint.
Yeah, talking about facts, talking about a historical standpoint. So the Capitol building was actually built in 1800s when it was completed. And it was used, believe it or not, they actually used it not only for doing for the politics. They had a church on Sundays.
Did they really use it for church services?
It was a federal building, and they held church services on Sundays.
Oh, man.
And it was short-lived, though, because...
How big was the collection plate?
Well, it's coming out of politicians' pockets, so probably not much.
Not big at all, man.
Well, they're in front of other people. They got to make it kind of look good.
It was a teacup saucer for a collection.
And, you know, the War of 1812, though, in 1815, it actually nearly got burnt to the ground.
Yeah, in 1814 was the burning of Washington.
14, okay, 14, yeah. It
took them 5 years to rebuild.
Yep, and most of those, mostly the outside structure, and then even the dome, when you see pictures of it, and you see this big dome in the middle, and actually, when you're watching videos, you see where it's the dome on the inside. That didn't come around until 1850.
And that dome is amazing. Like, you've got a picture pulled of it on the corner of the screen, and it just makes it stand out so much more. It makes it look that much more imposing.
Oh, yeah, and it's one of the oldest and largest historical districts. So what it is Capitol Hill isn't just the building.
And I didn't know that either.
Yeah, we found this out together.
almost found out the wrong way.
It's a whole neighborhood. And Capitol Hill is actually a neighborhood, and it's one of the oldest neighborhoods in D.C.
Yeah, but this is actually going to focus on what is referred to as the Capitol Hill building or the United States Capitol.
That's right. And the building currently is used, and
you have the House of Representatives in the South Wing.
And then you have the Senate on the North Wing.
Yeah, and then like all principal buildings of the executive and judicial branches, the Capitol is built in the neoclassical style and has a white exterior. So it fits along the lines of the rest of the aesthetics of D.C.
Right, yeah, it definitely stands out.
Yeah, and it should be said that both its east and west elevations are formally referred to as fronts, though only the east front was intended for the reception of visitors and dignitaries.
Yeah.
But it has been opened up on both east and west now because the Capitol building is now encircled. You know, things have grown.
Right. Well, it's massive. And that's something else people don't realize. This isn't just, you know, your normal courthouse in the middle of town. This is a massive space, not only the building itself, but the, you know, where it's sitting at.
Yeah. The House of Representatives is on one side, and the whole Senate is on the other. And if you look at a picture of this building, those two sides are dwarfed by everything that is going on in the middle and then the dome on top of it. It's a huge building.
Yeah. So whenever the events unfolded, I mean, you hear about, you know, oh, they just, you know, everybody was at the, you know, everybody was there or whatever, and they just, you know, this. No, you literally had all the corners, people coming in all the way around.
Oh, yeah, it was being encircled. I mean, yeah. They were running out of room to protest, basically, gather, or whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah, exactly. We're not calling it anything. We weren't there.
Kumbaya, you know, a kumbaya, you know, get together.
Yeah, yeah, little MAGA kumbaya.
It, but man, but things got crazy.
Yeah.
They got real crazy.
And we decided to do this with a timeline because it ended out working so well for the Vegas shooter episode. And a lot of you guys responded to it well. And we were really wondering what was going to be the best way to bring the events of the day to you guys. And that's how we're going to start it. So here it is for the 6 a.m. timeline. But before we get started, we're actually going to take a quick commercial break from our sponsors.
Oh,
and we're back. So, guys, at 6 a.m., crowds of Trump supporters, estimated to be in the thousands, prepared for a pro-Trump rally near the Ellipse. Many began gathering the whole night before, and it was during the night before that Trump tweeted about the rally. He said it's going to be the biggest protest in D.C. on January 6th. Be there. It will be wild.
It'll be lit. Every time somebody says lit now, I'm just, but what?
Who's talking about me?
Yeah, it's like when somebody yells catfish and I'm eating, and I'm like, what? What, me? Oh, no, you're actually eating.
Oh, okay. I want some catfish.
Yeah, and I'm like, all right.
So then at 11 a.m., Trump's Save America rally begins. It began first with the president's sons, Eric and Donald Trump Jr., then moved on to his attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Trump then began speaking shortly after noon at about 11:50 and is said to be quoted, "And after this, we're going to walk down there, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women." Trump speaks for more than an hour, and then at the conclusion of his speaking, thousands begin their walk amongst the Capitol.
Right. It's several blocks between the White House and then where everybody was gathered at for the rally to the Capitol building.
Looks to me about 10 to 12 large blocks.
Right.
We have a picture that we're looking at right now, guys, and we're going to post this not only to Instagram, but also to the Facebook page so you guys can check it out and see it. But what it shows is that the White House is located in the center of the picture. You've got the Ellipse where his speech was gathered and all the crowd was at. The crowd then proceeded to march south a little ways and then to the west on the picture up towards the U.S. Capitol. And that seems to be about 10 blocks.
Yeah, and I mean, look at the sheer size around the U.S. Capitol itself.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and that's 6 blocks at least? That's giant. I mean, that's a massive piece of land.
Yes, it is.
And so around 1 p.m., lawmakers gather for a joint session inside the House of Representatives chamber to count the Electoral College votes. At 1:10, the rioters began grappling with the police at the Capitol steps. So they were actually in the front and the back at 1:10 already.
Yeah.
And that's when the actual clash with the police started.
Yeah. If you look up your sources from Google Earth, there's actually a really good picture of the Capitol building that can give you a great lay of the land. At 1:26 p.m., the Capitol Police ordered evacuation of the Library of Congress, the Madison Building, and the Cannon House Office Building on Independence Avenue across from the Capitol.
They sit a little bit to the south of the actual U.S. Capitol, a couple blocks and then a street, and then that's where they're at. They're kind of facing the Capitol Building itself.
Now, isn't it a little late to order evacuation at this time? Shouldn't that have been done, you know, don't come to work at 9 that morning?
Right. I would have called in sick.
Yeah. C-SPAN reports rioters have, and that's them reporting, not us, but they reported that rioters have crossed Statuary Hall, the chamber that separates the House and the Senate, heading for the House and the Senate. So at this point, they were breaching into the building itself. At 1:40 p.m., D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser orders citywide curfew starting at 6 p.m. Wednesday and ending at 6 a.m. Thursday.
Bowser.
Yeah. CNN reports district police are asking for more law enforcement. So, Mario's rival, Bowser, that's how I'm picking it right now. He's in a suit. He's got his monocle, but it's just right there for me.
Turtle shell and all.
Yeah. And they're asking for more law enforcement. It is too late. Yeah. Law enforcement should have been asked for extra guys like last week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, half the day's gone.
Yeah. At 1:46 p.m., Representative Elaine Luria, Democrat from Virginia, tweets that she is being evacuated after reports of a pipe bomb are found outside. She's quoted in saying, "Supporters of the president are trying to force their way into the Capitol, and I can hear what sounds like multiple gunshots."
Right. Uh-oh. And I'm pretty sure this is where the pepper balls and the gas canisters and all that was actually getting administered.
Okay.
And that's probably what she's hearing going off with. She thinks gunshots.
I see.
And it's the same sound. I guarantee it. That's what she was hearing. So at 2:11, rioters actually breached the police lines on the west side of the Capitol. And it's the front of the building. If you're looking directly in the front, it's right there to the left of it, of the entrance. And that's when they started breaching the police lines getting in.
Yeah, they're storming up the steps right now.
Oh, man, they're climbing the walls. I mean, it's tons of people. Moments later, the rioters actually start climbing the walls.
Yeah, World War Z style.
I mean, straight up just, I would have fell and broke my neck.
I'm short, guys. I wouldn't have made it halfway.
There's
up.
No way.
You got nowhere to grab. At 2:22 p.m., reports say Vice President Mike Pence has been escorted out of the Senate chamber.
That's right. Well, I guarantee it. So there's a subway that runs underneath the Capitol building.
There's an underground subway
there
in D.C.?
There is a subway. It was built in 1910.
Wow.
I may be off a year or two, but it was 1910.
Early 1900s.
And I want to say they used the subway and plus the other tunnels underneath. That's how they actually get them in and out in case something like this ever did happen.
I hope it's the same exact cars from 1910. Like yeah. Coal fired and everything.
Never updated.
At 2:24 p.m., Trump tweets, "Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution, giving states a chance to certify a corrected set of facts, not the fraudulent or inaccurate ones which they were asked to previously certify. USA demands the truth." I had a better Trump impersonation.
That would be like me tweeting that you didn't do something, or you tweeting I didn't do something. Like, you just
I didn't do it. I'm not touching him, I swear.
I can't picture. Oh, and this is actually the time. This is when they started crossing over into the statuary hall.
Yeah, that's correct.
And there's actually a picture of Nancy Pelosi's office, like the sign above the door, and somebody just ripped it straight off the wall.
Yeah, I took them a souvenir home.
There's tons of souvenirs. I'm not even sure what time it happened, but the guy, like, literally walking with the podium with a big smile on his face.
Taking his home.
My gosh, man.
At 2:33 p.m., C-SPAN reports rioters have crossed Statuary Hall, the chamber that separates the House and the Senate, heading for the House and the Senate. So now they are officially inside the building.
That's right, and they're splitting off to the west and to the east and going around kind of surrounding the place. At 2:38, Trump tweeted, "Please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful."
Things are getting a little out of hand for what he thought.
Yep. And at 2:39 is when things get really crazy.
Yeah, there's an image circulating at this time that shows the Secret Service have now barricaded the walls inside the chamber, or the door inside the chamber, and are have their guns drawn, trying to hold off the protesters.
Yeah, they got, I mean, it's literally a couple of Glocks, and it's within 8 inches of somebody's face that's trying to peek through a window.
And I'm pretty sure he's wearing a chicken suit.
It does look like he is chicken suit.
At 2:39, rioters are photographed breaking Capitol windows.
That's it. That's when you see the guy's head and the guns in his face.
Things are going down.
That's when they start breaking stuff and everything else. Yeah.
At 2:44 p.m., shots are fired into the House chamber, and that's when it's reported.
Yeah, and this is when it kind of has – it was already kind of a dark situation, but this is when it gets really bad.
Things got serious at this time.
Yep.
At 2:47, the Huffington Post reporter – a Huffington Post reporter tweets images of rioters at the dais. He's quoted in saying, they're in the chamber.
They're there. They're in the middle. That's actually the center part, like where everybody meets at.
Yeah, yeah.
And 2:53, Representative Alex Mooney, he's a Republican out of West Virginia, he tweeted, he was safely moved from the House chamber. He says he and the others are given an escape hood, a respiratory hood and mask for protection in fires and chemical accidents. And it's not a normal, I've worn a lot of, you know, a lot of hoods and stuff. And
what kind of hoods?
Yeah. And yeah, when I was in the oil field, like we had to have them, you know, case something happened, and but it didn't look anything like this, man.
This is weird. Now I'm gonna explain to you what an escape hood is. It's described that emergency escape hoods can provide up to 30 minutes of protection from carbon monoxide, chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear contaminants.
Everything.
And what it is, it's like this big plastic bag that goes over the head first. There's a piece that wraps and seals around your neck, and it has a ventilated blower attached. Yeah,
and it looks like it basically airs up what blocks underneath the neck.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
cuts off the airflow from the outside to the inside at the base of it.
Yeah, and then the blower is activated when the unit is removed from the container. So yeah, you can be a 100-year-old freaking representative in the Congress, not know how to work your smartphone, but can still make sure you get out alive when something like this happens.
And the hood's perfectly clear, so you can actually see all the way around you. It's really, I want one of these. This is cool. I'm pretty sure the government, you know, bought them, so they're probably like $100,000 a piece or something.
At 2:55 p.m., Representative Tim Burchett, a Republican from Tennessee, texts, shots fired.
Yep, shots are fired.
And then at 3:03 p.m., rioters are photographed on the Senate floor. And one of these main pictures is one that's gone viral. So if you've been following this at the time, you've seen the one where the guy's masked up and he's sitting behind the chair and he's got his phone out. Well, that's here. At 3 o'clock, that's what was going down.
Yep. And that's what's so great about this is you see all these pictures and images, but the timeline was vague. And at least this way you can picture, hey, I remember seeing that. That's when it happened.
Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to help this unfold, let you guys paint a picture and get lost in thought with us, you know?
Yeah. And so at 3:13 p.m., Trump tweeted, I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you. But that's not what happened.
Yeah. Now, Daniel's showing me another photo right now of a man identified as Richard Barnett. And he is propped up in Pelosi's office, I believe it is.
Dude, we put our office together, and our desks come from behind a dentist office, and that is no joke. I would never put my feet on the desk like that. Stacy would murder us.
Oh, dude, if she walked in right now after all the cleaning she's been doing and we had our feet on the desk, I'd straight up get a Gibbs-style slap to the back of the head.
But here we are, a guy just chilling in somebody's office with his feet, boot, you know, his literal boots just propped up in the middle of the desk.
Yeah. At 3:34 p.m., CBS reports a woman is in critical condition after being shot in the neck inside the Capitol. Police later report the woman died. Now, we're going to just skip over this for just a brief moment as we continue the timeline, but we are going to address this later on, so please stay with us.
She was one of the five.
That's correct.
Five people passed away. Not all of them were killed, but we're going to cover that towards the end, so just stick around.
At 3:51 p.m., the District of Columbia National Guard, about 1,100 troops, is mobilized to support local law enforcement.
1,100.
But, dude, how late is this? How late?
Exactly, yeah. It doesn't make sense to me. It really don't.
At 4:05, a congressional correspondent tweets that congressional leaders are being evacuated from the Capitol. Escape hoods and all, baby.
There's escape hoods. There you go. It does look like a trash bag. It looks like a grocery store bag.
It came off a Wish, guys.
So at 4:17, in a tweeted video, lasted just over a minute, Trump said in part, "I know your pain. I know you are hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But if you have to go home, you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order, so go home. We love you. You are very special. I know how you feel, but go home and go home in peace."
That was, trying to take, some responsibility and disperse the crowds.
Yep. And some of the tweets were actually deleted later on, and within 12 hours he got banned.
Yeah, it was at this point that they put a 12-hour ban on him tweeting.
Yep, and just completely cut it off.
Now, things begin to cool off for several hours, and then at 8 p.m., Congress reconvenes to resume counting the Electoral College votes.
Yep, they're back in there like nothing happened.
Yeah, back to business as usual. You can't stop our government.
That's it. Took them in the tunnels and brought them back in.
Now, in the aftermath of whether you want to call it a protest, a gathering, a violent protest, a riot, history in the making.
It is definitely current modern history.
Absolutely. The aftermath left 5 people dead and close to 70 people were arrested. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti said that in addition to the woman shot by Capitol Police, there were 2 men and 1 woman who died in separate medical emergencies.
Yeah, it was. This is what the whole thing. This is the one part that has my mind just wanting to explode. And it's 5 people that passed away this day.
Well, talk to us, man.
Yeah, so 5 people. And we had a couple of heart attacks. But Ashley Babbitt, she was actually in the Air Force. She was only 35. And she was breaking through a window and was shot in the neck. I was watching this live and seen it when she was shot in the neck. And, she dropped immediately. It was quick. They tried to Mr. Aid. But it was bad. It was really bad. And, Ashley Babbitt got shot in the neck trying to go through the window. And then we had...
It's going to be Officer Brian Sicknick.
That's who I was fixing to think about. I was thinking about the officer that was killed. He didn't pass away right away.
No, see, while the protesters were breaching the Capitol building, he was involved in confrontation. At this time, he was struck with a fire extinguisher, but like a badass, got up and kept doing his job. He held his position, he stayed where he was, and he continued to work. It wasn't until several hours later, when he returned to his police precinct, that he collapsed and needed medical attention. Yeah. In a statement on Monday, his family described Officer Sicknick, who was 42 years old, as truly a lovely, humble soul with a diligent work ethic and was said to be devoted to his job at the Capitol. His family also said that he loved and spoiled his Dotsons. So, regardless of where you think, this was a man who was just doing his job. He was a family man. He was an American, and he didn't make it through this day.
Another one was Roseanne Boyland. And Roseanne was actually, and hardly nobody even spoke about this.
I didn't know it at all.
She was crushed by the crowd.
Wow.
It literally, when the crowd was pushing in, and I'm not sure where exactly it was located, it happened. And there's no time I could find. I couldn't find a time for this. But she actually got trampled on by everybody and got crushed.
Yeah.
And that's how she passed away. Yep. And then the couple other deaths that were mostly heart attacks and natural natural
death. The next one was Benjamin Phillips, who was a 50-year-old founder of a pro-Trump website called Trumparoo.
I like the name.
Yeah. He had a stroke in Washington. And see, as a former EMT, when you get large gatherings and large crowds, things are bound to happen and go wrong, whether it's a heart attack, a stroke, traumatic injuries, things can happen. And because of that size of the gathering and the way roadways and things are restricted, the time of care or time to care, that window can straightly be blown out.
That's what I had figured.
Not receded. And that's what happens. There were times where, like, man, we'd work football games and stuff, and people would start falling out left and right, you know? And sometimes we're able to get them in and get them out and to the hospital like it was nothing. And sometimes, you know, we'd have to go to the very top of the stadium. We'd have to, you know, carry them by stretcher while performing, you know, medical treatment all the way down and get them to the ambulance, then get them to the hospital. So it was a half hour or so between the time a heart attack or stroke or some type of event happened, and we were actually able to get them to definitive care.
Mm. Yeah, and you know, I wanted to pick your brain after hearing about all this and how many deaths there were. That's about what I had figured was going on and what happened with it.
Yeah, I mean, think about all those roadways that were blocked off. Think about all the medical personnel and first responders that have to be in very strategic places. But what if you're just on the cusp of those strategic places, and now there's thousands upon thousands of people, and you just literally can't tell what's going on around you further than 20 feet away. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to identify and render care in these situations.
Yeah, and at the time of recording this, there's been 68 arrests. 41 of them was actually at the time. So at the day of the event, 41, and they picked him up later. The guy that actually was carrying the podium out, the redheaded guy with a big grin on his face, he was picked up later on. I remember when he got arrested.
Oh, man. And there are 37 people of interest or possible suspects into the murder of Officer Sicknick.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out exactly what happened and when it happened, because since he didn't drop right away and he lasted the entire day, which is a badass move. That's why they can't figure it. You know, they're trying to piece it all together. I bet we're going to be hearing they're going to get him.
Yeah.
They're going to figure out who it was. There was too many cameras. They're going to find out who did it.
Yeah. So, guys, Capitol Hill, what do you think? We'd love to hear from you. We want to know what your thoughts on this were.
Yeah, we don't care, you know, what your view is when you go to say it. If you want to say what you think happened, say it.
Yeah, absolutely.
No judgment from us, I promise.
Not at all.
You know, we'll judge a mess out of each other, but we'll definitely leave you guys alone. You know, make sure you check us out on Anchor and support us on there.
That's right.
And Josh, this has been awesome.
Yeah, it has. So, guys, make sure to check us out on Facebook at Lost in Thought, Instagram at Stay Lost in Thought, YouTube at Lost in Thought Media, and once again, support us on Anchor.
Yep, and again, we're going to have some video coming up here in the next month or two, and it's going to be live. Whenever something happens, you're going to see us, and you can trust us.
That's right. So over there's Daniel. I'm Josh. Remember, Tolkien said, not all who wander are lost. Till next time, stay lit.